Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Amen.
Amen.
So first, I want to thank you, Naomi, for standing here with me today. I want to say that I do need you here with me today, my final Sunday in this place as All Souls clergy. I do need you here, but not really for emotional support, although certainly that is nice. But I need you here because over the last 10 years in this sacred space and out in this broken world, there is one thing I know to be more true than true, and that is that we desperately need each other in this work. It is easy, I think, and a great temptation to attempt this work alone, or at least to appear we alone are successful in it, that we alone have our act together, or that alone we can handle it all. But what has become truth for me is that no, individualism and the temptation to work in silos unfettered by collaboration, when we make our tables small, when we invite only those that we are comfortable hearing from, when we deny our need of the other, it is impossible to do kingdom work. Because in kingdom work, in building up the kingdom of God, we are in desperate need of each other. Multiple voices, multiple ways of doing the work, multiple visions and tools. In our gospel today, we see just that. Jesus and John desperately need each other to face the work ahead. The disciples desperately need each other for their work as well, and so I thank you for being here with me today and for working alongside me in this cathedral. So Naomi, you may not know this, and some of you out there may not know this either, but I was reminded of it the other day, that I began my life here at All Souls as a layperson on July 4th, 2010, 10 years plus one day from this Sunday. Sadie and Jules and I worshiped, and then we attended the picnic that followed. There is a beautiful picture of a 2.5-year-old Sadie enjoying watermelon in her seersucker dress with a huge smile on her face. It was quite a party. During this time, 10 years plus one day, I was ordained here. I have served in many roles, youth minister, pastoral care, associate dean, and I have been blessed by amazing colleagues that have come and gone. Brian, Thomas, Todd, Samuel, Catherine, Will, and those that remain. Every one of these relationships has blessed me, and we have done some amazing work together. But my greatest collaborators have been you, the people of All Souls. It's hard to believe 10 years has passed, but I know that it is true because now Sadie is taller than me. The last 10 years have been amazing, and I want to say to you all now that I am who I am because of you. I am the priest I am because you all cared for me. You taught me and you worked beside me because you allowed me into your lives, into your living and into your dying. I saw God in you. And I came to know myself in a deeper relationship with God because of you all, and I am grateful for all that you have been to me. There really are not words to adequately express my gratitude, so simply hear me say thank you. And now we have moved into this work together over the last 10 years. And yes, I have aged. Sadie is taller. And All Souls looks different too. We have gone through some transformative moments together since 2010. I have changed and I have watched All Souls change. I think our parties look different since July 4th, 2010. I think about the decision to begin Kairos West. I think about the trip to Cuba that opened our eyes to a different way of being church. I think about the parties that we had there at Kairos, the serious moments of transformation that occurred in that space for many of us and for our neighbors. And then I think about Koinonia, walking into this ministry because we saw that we had resources. After putting a new roof on, Todd is known for saying it was time to invest in our foundation. And so we did. All Souls asked deep, transformative questions, and the party got bigger. More voices at the table, and we began to listen in a deeper way. We as a community took on the yoke of the work with more and more people doing this kingdom work. Take my yoke upon you.
Take my yoke upon you, because my burden is light. And I have to say that there's a kind of a feeling in me that I'm John in this gospel right now, that you are Jesus partying with the tax collectors and the street people and hosting wonderful gatherings at Kairos West and doing amazing work. And I am here saying, repent! Turn back!
But,
but I am thankful for this work because I think that what we have decided is that for the party to be real, for us to truly celebrate, we can't simply ask people to come into our space and celebrate in the way that we have always celebrated. That when we say we open our space, we open our hearts, it means that we listen to the ways in which those new faces, those new stories, those new communities celebrate and how they mourn. We are called to open our hearts, to say, maybe in this celebration, you should not be a guest. You too are called to host. And when we talk of Koinonia and our striving for racial and economic justice, we are saying, this is your home. You are not here just because we invited you. You are here because you are part of God's story, of our story. And Jesus says, lay down your burdens. And that part struck me because I feel as though I have been carrying burdens that maybe Jesus didn't mean me to carry. And maybe, in fact, I know we are all carrying burdens that God had no intention of us having. I don't know whether people remember the story I told about Malusi Mpumlwane and how he talked about being tortured, and at that time thinking they need us to reclaim their humanity. And I've told that story over and over, and I've always wondered, where did that come from in him? And then I saw a picture of the face of the police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck. And when I looked in his face, I understood what Malusi meant, because he looked as though he were not there. He looked as though he was not kneeling on another human being. He looked as though there were not people calling out to him, please stop. And I realized that the burden that of racism, the burden of injustice is on all our souls. And that God calls us to lay down those burdens, lay down that racism, lay down the hate, lay down the xenophobia, lay down the homophobia, lay down the sexism, the racism, the all those isms. And Jesus says, lay down those burdens that are killing your souls, that are diminishing your humanity, and take my yoke upon you.
And when we lay down those burdens, we have to do that in community with each other, right? And when we lay down these burdens, when we do that in company. And when we listen to others singing and grieving, when we make our parties bigger and we invite more people to the table, here's the paradox. I think sometimes the burden can feel heavier because our hearts expand and we feel and we journey with. And maybe if we've been very comfortable, that is a heavy thing to feel at first. But we were reminded in Bible study this week that the way that we make this yoke light is that we carry it together.
Amen.
That we are not alone in this work. We carry that yoke together. And when that yoke is grounded in relationship, what that yoke becomes is love. When we're at the table together and we expand and we open our hearts, what happens is that yoke becomes the yoke of love. And you know, when you love someone, it can feel heavy. It can feel heavy to carry that love, but this is what Jesus calls us to do together, to journey together, to listen to each other, to mourn together, to dance together, but we must be together in relationship. And when we do, we take on that yoke of Jesus, which is the yoke of love. So I'm grateful to you and the ways that you have opened our hearts, for the voice that you have brought to this space, for what you have taught me. I'm grateful to have journeyed with you. I'm grateful to all of you at All Souls, and what I know is true is that our story doesn't end here. You and I, we carry the same yoke, we follow the same Savior, and we will work together in this community. We will share the burden together. So I thank you for your love, for the way that you have carried me and my ministry, the way that you have helped me to grow. I thank you, and I love you. I want to end with the blessing that I do have done for a while. So if you will be with me in this, please, I offer it to you today for the last time as your clergy here at All Souls. Life is short, and we do not have too much time to gladden the hearts of those that travel the way with us. So let us be swift to love, make haste to show kindness, and may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us now and always.
Amen.
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 Amen.